Hachette Audio presents The Irresistible Blueberry Bake Shop and Cafe. Written by Mary Simses. Read by Aaron Bennett. Dedication. To Bob and Morgan, and in memory of Anne and John. Chapter 1. A Cold Welcome.
Don't move! It's not safe!
I heard someone yell, but it was too late. The wooden planks of the dock sagged beneath me and then gave way. Boards splintered, rotted lumber snapped, and I plunged 10 feet into the frigid main ocean. Maybe there was a second when I could have seen the man running onto the dock, calling out for me to stop. If I had just turned 20 degrees to my right, I would have noticed him racing across the beach toward the pier, waving his arms. But I had the viewfinder of my Nikon camera pressed against my eye, and I was zooming in on something across the water. A statue of a woman in a ruffled dress, holding what appeared to be a bucket of grapes. As I fought my way to the surface, my arms and legs scrambling, my heart banging in my chest, and my teeth chattering from the cold water, I knew I was moving and moving fast. A strong, swift current was spinning me around and pulling me away from the dock. I came to the surface coughing, the sea around me choppy, foamy, full of sand. And I was still moving, heading away from the dock and the beach, waves hitting me, filling my mouth and nose with salt water. My arms and legs began to go numb, and I couldn't stop shaking. How could the ocean be so cold at the end of June? I tried to swim against the current, giving the Australian crawl my best effort, kicking as hard as I could and pushing the water away until my limbs ached. I was going into deeper water, the current still moving fast. You used to be a good swimmer when you were at Exeter, I tried to remind myself. You can swim to shore. The little voice in my head was trying to sound confident, but it wasn't working. Panic raced to the ends of my fingers and toes. Something had happened in all those intervening years. Too much time spent sitting at a desk, dealing with legal briefs and acquisitions. Time not spent practicing the butterfly stroke. Suddenly, the current that had...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?